You're listening to Make Business Personal, a podcast for leaders and business owners who want to change the way we define success in life and business. I'm your host, Kylie Peters. Welcome to the first episode of the Make Business Personal podcast. Now, I've had a number of people tell me for a while now that I need to launch this podcast. So here we are. We're doing it. And for those of you who have been following me for a little while, for the last 2 years, I've been running another podcast called Welcome to Eloma, where we mostly explore stories and insights from other entrepreneurs I think may be of interest to you. So if you want to check that out, by all means, please be my guest. We'd love to have you at the Welcome to Eloma podcast. However, this podcast is going to be a little bit different. This podcast is going to be comprised of short, bite-sized episodes with tangible takeaways and new ways of thinking. People often talk about so much around what you need to do, but they don't necessarily tell you how to do it. So we're going to do our best on this show to show you more of how to do whatever it is. And that's the reason that we're doing things a little bit differently. Another note here, one of the reasons that we're calling this podcast the Make Business Personal podcast is because business is personal. Business is all about human beings and relationships and connections. And so for however many years, we have been sticking to the old adage of, oh, it's not personal, it's just business. Now's where we flip that script, because I think that's a bunch of bullshit. People are human, and business is human, and relationships are human. And this is where we're going to talk about being human and leveraging that and honoring that and building relationships and managing people and managing ourselves in ways that can make both sides of our lives happy, because we are one whole human. We're not multiple different people, right? So along the way, I'll share more about myself and my insights and why I think these things are important. But my main goal in launching this podcast is to help you build your business in a way that allows you to live the life you want for yourself, to live your definition of success and embrace what is uniquely yours. And if you find yourself right now feeling like you're ashamed or embarrassed or whatever it is about how you are currently defining success for yourself, my goal for you is, over the course of however long, you start to remove that shame or guilt or fear, etc. Because you do not need to explain to anyone else or share excuses in any way, shape, or form as to why your definition of success looks different than anyone else, because you are unlike anyone else. The only person that needs to understand your definition of success is you. And therefore, you are also the keeper of it. So it's up to you to be honest with yourself and build the life that you want and honor your definition of success in all of the decisions you make in living your life. So, in the name of staying true to my promise, my opening takeaway for you this week is to ask yourself, what am I not being honest with myself about? What changes do I need to make to get closer to living in alignment with the life that I want? One thing I often hear so frequently from entrepreneurs is that they need more fun in their life. One of the exercises we do is the Wheel of Life, which is a pretty common coaching exercise. But I'd say 9.5 out of 10 times, entrepreneurs are always like, I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what is fun anymore. I don't know what hobbies are. They sound nice, but I don't know what they are. And the thing is, that's real. That's real. But one of the things that we are shorting ourselves on, if we don't explore that, if we don't change that, is we are prone to become workaholics. We are prone to burnout because we don't give ourselves time to enjoy life, to really have fun. So my wish for you and my question for you is, how can you add more fun into your life? And I don't mean that you have to go spend a bunch of money, and I don't mean that it has to be grandiose, but it can be a mindset. It can be a puzzle. It can be a walk. It can be an ice cream cone. It could be whatever you want it to be. Start small, but I encourage you to start somewhere. Have more joy, have more fun. And that's one way we can make business personal. Learn more about how to make business personal at makebusinesspersonal.com.